高三英语听力部分现在开始。1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, the salad has only four types of vegetables, but you told me there will be six.
Oh, it's my fault. I'm really sorry about this. It's for table 9. Yours will be ready soon. A moment, please.
Question.What will the woman do next? 2. I have decided to learn to play the piano. What do you think, Kathy?
Once again.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's decision?
3. I'll pass on your praise to our manager right away, sir.Don't forget to take your book and a bag on the table with you.
Thanks for your reminding. This Friday evening, we will come here for the fish, which is our favorite.
Question. Where does the conversation most properly take place? 4. Terry, my car has got a flat tire. Could you give me a ride to my office?
Well, I would.But I'm supposed to be at school in 6 minutes.
Question. What will the man most probably do? 5. Hey, Larry. Wanna meet a few of us for coffee in a little while?
I would if I were not so far behind in this reading. I'm doing for history.
Question. What will the man probably do?6. I've noticed that you are preparing an opera in Russian.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating at first, not understanding the words, but once I got past that, I actually get a lot out of it.
Question. What can be inferred about the man?
7. My life experience tells me that life is filled with suffering, butIt is also filled with many wonders.
Your words remind me of the saying, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. I'm not surprised that you didn't like that movie. I find it really a waste of time.
I can't agree with you more.I don't care much for romances as a rule.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
9. I can hardly breathe. Tomorrow will be the first time for me to show my design.
I'm sure your ideas are great. Stop doubting yourself. The more you believe in yourself, the more others will believe in you.
Question. What does the man indicate?10. I wanted to assure you that we support you 100%. We can imagine what you and your family are going through, and we just hope for the best for your daughter.
Well, thank you, Emily. I don't know what to say except that I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Section B. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the question. The passages and conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Thank you all for coming to my talk this evening. For those of you who don't know very much about PS Camping, let me start by giving you some background information about the company. The company started 25 years ago. It actually opened as a retail company selling camping equipment. And then 20 years ago, it bought a small number of campsites in the UK and began offering camping holidays. The company grew rapidly and has been providing holidays in continental Europe for the last 15 years. If you book a camping holiday with us, you will have a choice of over 300 sites in Europe. And we've upgraded all these sites, improving them considerably from their original 3-star rating. When it comes to our tents, they are equipped to the highest standard. We really do think of every essential detail, from an oven and cooking rings fueled by bottled gas to mirrors in the bedroom areas. If you don't want to cook indoors, you can borrow a barbecue if you ask in advance for one to be made available. And there's even a picnic blanket to sit on outside your tent. There are many advantages to choosing PS Camping, and as a regular customer, you will be kept informed of special offers, and your friends can benefit from the 10% off their holiday. Or book a luxury tent for the price of a standard one. In return, we'll send you a thank you present, which you can choose from a list of high-quality items. Now listen again, please.
Thank you all for coming to my talk this evening. For those of you who don't know very much about PS Camping, let me start by giving you some background information about the company. The company started 25 years ago. It actually opened as a retail company selling camping equipment. And then 20 years ago, it bought a small number of campsites in the UK and it began offering camping holidays. The company grew rapidly and has been providing holidays in continental Europe for the last 15 years. If you book a camping holiday with us, you'll have a choice of over 300 sites in Europe. And we've upgraded all these sites, improving them considerably from their original 3-star rating. When it comes to our tents, they are equipped to the highest standard. We really do think of every essential detail, from an oven and the cooking rings fueled by bottled gas to mirrors in the bedroom areas. If you don't want to cook indoors, you can borrow a barbecue if you ask in advance for one to be made available. And there's even a picnic blanket to sit on outside your tent. There are many advantages to choosing PS Camping, and as a regular customer, you'll be kept informed of special offers. And your friends can benefit from 10% of their holiday or book a luxury tent for the price of a standard one. In return, we'll send you a thank you present, which you can choose from a list of high quality items.
Questions 11. For how long has PS Camping organized its camping holiday service? 12. Which of the following is available on request? 13. What can be inferred from the passage? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Taking breaks is important, no matter what task you're solving. It's easy for your brain to hit an information overload, so even just a few minutes away can help. Breaks are even more important as a remote worker. One study found that Working from home can actually make employees more productive. But if you're easily distracted or you're feeling pressured, that obviously won't be the case. When you're working remotely, you might feel like you don't need a break because you're already in the comfort of your home. But breaks matter no matter where you are. Not only are they beneficial to your health, but also they give your mind a chance to relax and recharge. Some of the benefits you can experience include feeling re-energized, having improved focus, less stress, and boosted creativity. When you're working remotely, it can sometimes be difficult to find a healthy work-life balance. But non-stop focus on one thing for hours on end will only leave you drained. Take a well-timed break, however, and your mind will be more energized. While setting up a routine and specific work hours throughout the day can help, giving yourself enough breaks will also make a difference. In all, the more effective you make your breaks, the more you can get done when you get back to work.
Now listen again. Taking breaks is important, no matter what task you are solving. It's easy for your brain to hit an information overload, so even just a few minutes away can help. Breaks are even more important as a remote worker. One study found that working from home can actually make employees more productive. But if you are easily distracted or you are feeling pressured, that obviously won't be the case. When you are working remotely, you might feel like you don't need a break because you are already in the comfort of your home. But breaks matter no matter where you are. Not only are they beneficial to your health, but also they give your mind a chance to relax and recharge. Some of the benefits you can experience include feeling re-energized, having improved focus, less stress, and boosted creativity. When you are working remotely, it can sometimes be difficult to find a healthy work-life balance. But non-stop focus on one thing for hours on end will only leave you drained. Take a well-timed break, however, and your mind will be more energized. While setting up a routine and specific work hours throughout the day can help, giving yourself enough breaks will also make a difference. In all, the more effective you make your breaks, the more you can get done when you get back to work.
Questions. 14. What is the passage mainly about? 15. Why are the breaks necessary for remote workers? 16. What is bad for a healthy work-life balance? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Remind me, Trevor, when should we make the presentation?
Dr. White said it's on May the 4th.
So that's 10 days later. What are we going to include in it? Do you think we ought to start from some historical background of the island? And maybe something about the economy or the role of the English language as well?
Oh no, we won't have that time. And Dr. White said we shouldn't go into that sort of detail.
Okay, but I think we ought to talk about the geographical location because not many people know where the islands are, and an overview of their education system. That means statistics on things like literacy rates and school places.
All right, so these are the topics we need to cover. Dr. White said he wanted us to use plenty of visual tools, and we might as well try them out before the presentation.
I see. The most important thing is the overhead projector.
No problem. That's in the media room. Please remind me to book it.
Well, and we'll need a map, probably two. One about the islands in a large scale, and one about West Africa.
Well, the West Africa one is no problem because there's one in the resources room. But the islands one is not easy.
Tell you what, there's a very clear map of San Diego in a brochure from the tourist reception. I showed you last week, remember it?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Listen, Julie, I really like your idea, but it's almost time for my tutorial. Maybe we split up? I will book all the visuals and you do the other stuff. And let's meet again on Monday. Now, listen again, please.
Remind me, Trevor, when should we make the presentation?
Dr. White said it's on May the 4th.
So that's 10 days later. What are we going to include in it? Do you think we order stuff from some historical background of the island? Maybe something about the economy or the role of the English language as well?
Oh no, we won't have that time. And Dr. White said we shouldn't go into that sort of detail.
Okay, but I think we ought to talk about the geographical location because not many people know where the islands are. And an overview of their education system. Well, that means statistics on things like literacy rates and school places.
All right. So these are the topics we need to cover. Dr. Y said he wanted us to use plenty of visual tools and we might as well try them out before the presentation.
I see. The most important thing is the overhead projector.
No problem. That's in the media room. Please remind me to book it.
Well, and we'll need a map, probably too. One about the islands in a large scale and one about West Africa.
Well, the West African one is no problem because there is one in the resources room, but the islands one is not easy.
Tell you what, there's a very clear map of San Diego in a brochure from the tourist reception. I showed you last week, remember it?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Listen, Julie, I really like your idea, but it's almost time for my tutorial. Maybe we split up. I will book all the visuals and you do the other stuff. And let's meet again on Monday. Questions. 17. What did Dr. White suggest the students do? 18. Where can the map of the islands be found? 19. What will the woman most probably do next? 20. What are the two speakers mainly talking about? That's the end of listening. 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。